Nobody should be worried about losing the roof over their head right now. Those were the words of the Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas at today's COVID update as he announced the ban on rental increases and evictions will be extended until the end of the year. This will be for both residential and also commercial tenants.
It's about making sure that we strike the right balance and that we also ensure that those who depend upon tenancy arrangements for their shelter, their homes, are provided with adequate safeguards. It's also about making sure that we provide support and assistance to landlords who do the right thing by their tenants.
It comes just a day after a survey by Tenants Victoria revealed that more than half of its 370 participants said requests for a rent reduction were either ignored or rejected. Jennifer Beveridge is the CEO of Tenants Victoria and also my guest tonight. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
How are tenants reacting today?
I think that there will be many tenants around Victoria who will be breathing a collective sigh of relief. It doesn't solve all of their problems, but it addresses the concerns that many people have shared with us that they didn't know where they were going to be living after the end of September when they were expecting to be evicted when the current moratorium ended.
In the past 4 months, close to 26,000 agreements for reduced rent have been registered with Consumer Affairs Victoria. That's a pretty big number. But is that the whole picture? How many others wanted rent reductions, but for whatever reason didn't go through with the process?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question and that's very difficult to quantify. It wasn't a requirement that rent reductions were registered with Consumer Affairs Victoria. So there may in fact be many others that have negotiated privately, which was what the Premier asked for back in April, and that may in fact have happened. But we know that there are many, many people who are having trouble negotiating with their landlord. Often, as you said, they're asking and they're getting no response, or they're being told no. Or for some people, the process has dragged out over many months. We've had tenants tell us that they've asked and then 3 months later they finally get a response, and sometimes it might be a minimal reduction like $10 a week.
So has the ban been successful so far? Do you consider it to have been a success, to have worked?
I think we could say it has been successful, perhaps not a roaring success. We have to remember that we're all doing this for the first time. Consumer Affairs Victoria have built a new system very quickly. So I think there have been many successful negotiated arrangements for tenants and landlords. We would like to see many, many more people access the support that's available to them, not only through the reduced rent agreement, but also accessing the now $3,000 that's available as rent relief that helps those who are still required to pay more than 30% of their income in rent.
So last night we spoke to Adrian Kelly, who's the president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia. This is what he had to say.
Many property owners actually can't come to an agreement in terms of a rent reduction because they want to make a claim on their landlord insurance policy. And if they do come to a private arrangement, then that voids their ability to be able to make a claim.
And that, Jennifer, is Adrian Kelly. Does he have a point there?
Look, we all have points, we all have opinions, we all have views on this. The insurance suggestion is not as straightforward. We've done a bit of research on that and different companies have different requirements around that. I think the perspective that we take is that landlords are in the business of providing homes for people, and that's what we're trying to protect here. We're in a pandemic where we've been told to stay at home for our own safety and for the safety of others, and it's very difficult to do that when you're evicted because you can't pay the rent for no fault of your own. We've got a lot of positive things that our governments around the country have been working on, and the JobKeeper and JobSeeker payments have helped a lot of people to make a contribution to their living expenses, such as rent and other expenses. So You know, it's all part of a bigger, more complex system that we operate in.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
Jennifer Beveridge is the CEO of Tenants Victoria, and today an announcement was made, and I think the government really had little choice given the extended lockdown, a ban on rental increases and evictions now to be extended until the end of the year. That's in Victoria, because of course Victoria has a different situation than the rest of the country. You might be in WA right now, where you live in large with COVID not really a threat at this point, although clearly that hard border closure exists because it's still very much in Australia, particularly in Victoria. This is RN Drive.